Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Proverbs chapter 25, verses 6 and 7. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among great men. It is better for him to say to you, "Come up here," than for him to humiliate you before a nobleman. Do you want to get ahead in life? Here's the advice of Stanford University business professor Jeffrey Pfeffer. Leaders are not modest. And more importantly, the extensive social science research on narcissism and self-promotion shows that these qualities and behaviors are useful for getting hired, achieving promotions, keeping one's job, and obtaining a higher salary. In other words, if you want to get ahead in life, let everyone know how great you are. Trumpet your accomplishments. Place yourself among those who are recognized to be the greatest, and make it seem unthinkable that anyone would consider you unworthy of being in that position. Greatness for a follower of Jesus is very different from greatness as the world defines it. Worldly greatness is all about promoting yourself and having others serve you. Greatness in Jesus' kingdom is all about taking attention away from ourselves and selflessly serving others. Jesus, of course, is the perfect example of such selfless service. Jesus' entire life was not about promoting himself, even though he was the Son of God. His life was about serving us by keeping God's law perfectly in our place and dying on the cross to pay for our sins. Jesus' greatness came through his service to us, and in his humble service, he was exalted. By his humble service, Jesus has also exalted us. We who believe in him are great, but not because of who we are or anything we have accomplished. We are great because in Jesus, God has made us his dearly loved children. Regardless of how the world may see us, in God's eyes, we are kings and queens. And we who have been exalted by God have no need to seek to promote ourselves. Dear Jesus, thank you for humbling yourself so that I might be exalted. Help me always to find my greatness in you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.